This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. And today I'm with Pat Hurley, who's a senior partner and growth enablement leader at Acronis. Pat, thank you for joining me today.
Doug, thanks a lot for having me. Really excited to have this conversation.
So this is going to be a new introductory podcast for all of our readers, and especially for the readers who receive our MSP Daily News. So Pat, first of all, what is Acronis?
Acronis is the global leader in cyber protection, and cyber protection might be fairly new terminology maybe to some of your subscribers. Basically, the way we look at it is we are combining the old world of data protection with the new world challenges that are presented with cybersecurity into something we refer to as cyber protection. We're starting to see this phrase, which we coined a few years back, be used much more frequently among the analysts than among, industry discussions about the topic of security, essentially combining safety, accessibility, privacy, authenticity, and security into one conversation about cyber protection.
And why does that matter to MSPs?
It's extremely important. Number one, you need to keep your customers safe. You need a complete solution that allows you to address those pillars. You know, we refer to it as SOPIS, and it's not a Mediterranean dish. It's a combination of, I guess the way I look at it, is different pillars that make up our product roadmap. Everything that we do here at Acronis is built along those five pillars. The SOPIS terminology is safety, accessibility, privacy, authenticity, and security. And it's important to MSPs because they're providing these services to their customers. At the end of the day, they're all providing some sort of backup solution. That may be something that's as advanced as Acronis with disk imaging technology, allowing you to, you know, create a disk image of your entire computer, physical server, virtual machine, or, you know, pushing it down a little bit deeper, maybe just doing file and folder backup. We even talked to many MSPs that use things like Dropbox or OneDrive, stuff like that, to protect certain files. But if your machine goes down, whether it's as a result of a ransomware attack or accidentally deleting data, or you're actually infected with, you know, malware or a virus, you need to be able to get back up and running. The job of an MSP is to make sure that the business of their customers goes along uninterrupted. At the end of the day, that's the service that they're providing. It's the continuity of their customers. And Acronis steps in to try to make that process easier, and that we enable a high level of uptime because we provide an integrated solution that allows them to have something that's easy to use to address all these different pillars, everything from backup to secure file access, to antivirus, anti-malware, vulnerability assessments, all in one tool that's fully integrated with the other tools that they use on a daily basis, whether that's RMM tools like a ConnectWise or a Kaseya or SolarWinds, or it's other tools that they're using on a daily basis. We enable that for service providers. That's why that's important.
So tell me a little bit about the Acronis Cyber Protect.
Absolutely. This is a new release for us in terms of the product, but we've been in this space for many years. We've actually been preventing ransomware attacks for about 4 years now. We've prevented, I think, close to 500,000 zero-day attacks. So the attacks that come out of nowhere that are not known by the main providers out there, and they really can cripple a company. Cyber Protect helps address that, and that's one piece of the pillar. But essentially, it's changing the game by covering everything in one solution. It's end-to-end protection. What we do is provide an innovative solution that's based on artificial intelligence, machine learning, so it's really cutting-edge, next-gen technology that's built into an entire platform that provides a suite of services. Now, the average MSP that you talk to, they're going to be working with, you know, a handful of backup providers. Maybe they're using one for just PCs. Maybe they use another for Mac. Maybe they use another for their virtual environments. Maybe they use another for their physical servers. Maybe they have one customer that just says, I love this product so much, I need you to support it for me, and I want to continue using it. That's just backup. You get into security, they're using all different flavors for antivirus, anti-malware. Maybe they're using something else for anti-ransomware. Maybe they're providing a different service for vulnerability assessments. Maybe they're doing something else for threat management. At the end of the day, we're combining all those things into this solution called CyberProtect, which provides an end-to-end solution. The way we look at it, and the things that really resonate that get people to pay attention, we say backup's dead. No longer can you just rely on a backup to get your business back up and running. The first thing that these hackers are going to do when they go in to plant ransomware into your infrastructure is they start encrypting or deleting your backups, because they know now that they're less likely to gather that ransom if the customer says, screw you, I've got a backup, I'm just going to delete everything, restart from scratch and implement a new image, get everything back up running, screw you. That's not the case. These guys are pretty smart, they're pretty savvy, and they're creating new ways to try to infiltrate your systems on a daily basis. What we provide is a solution that's active, reactive, to make sure that you're protecting your environment, your customers, to make sure their businesses are up and running. We hear a lot of stories about the different attacks that are happening out there. I referenced earlier around 500,000 attacks have been prevented. Think of the costs in downtime and recovery that equates to for a customer. It's over $200 million a year just in those types of ransomware attacks. And you may think that, hey, I'm an MSP. Most of my businesses are maybe small businesses. A hacker doesn't want to waste the time. No, they want to go for the big payday. That's BS. They want to go after these smaller companies because they are vulnerable. They don't have the massive IT budgets. These MSPs are looking for solutions that are affordable but provide a complete solution. End-to-end, complete solution, protecting all the environment, regardless of operating system, regardless of device, regardless of environment, regardless of whether it's local or in the cloud, in an Acronis cloud, Uber cloud, doesn't matter. These threats are constantly out there. CyberProtect combats these threats head on.
So are these ways in which the solution is comprehensive for a smaller company, is that how you differentiate yourself from competitors?
Absolutely. I think the story that we try to articulate is the fact that we're spanning across the cyber protection space, which dramatically increases the points that we play in for a service provider. Most MSPs don't have a massive staff that's able to take care of a bunch of different solutions. Think about the overhead that's involved there to make sure that your engineers are up to speed. Maybe you're even contracting out to some third-party resources that are helping you from a support perspective. You need to be making sure that they're trained on all sorts of different solutions that are out there. Why not have one solution that incorporates best-of-breed technologies based on artificial intelligence and machine learning, so it's constantly improving itself and identifying new threats, proactively preventing them, obviously making the overhead go way down for an MSP. It's simple to use. By simple, we don't mean that it's not complex in the background, but we provide an interface that's extremely simple to use, very streamlined, very common, very cutting edge, that integrates across multiple platforms. So I think I hit on it earlier when we were talking about the different tools that MSPs use on a daily basis. Well, they're using RMM, they're using ticketing tools, they got PSA, they've got all sorts of different solutions. Why not be able to go into a single view, a single management console, and be able to administer those the patches from one space to spit out a cyber fit score to your customers in another space to tell them, hey, your environment may not be fully protected. You've only got X number of machines backed up and X number of machines protected with antivirus, anti-malware. We provide these capabilities to make the MSP's job easier. So they're in that dashboard looking at the screen saying, oh, you know what? My cyber fit score is not where it needs to be for this customer. I need to take a consultative approach here and have that discussion with them to make sure that they're deploying these types of solutions. And then I, as an MSP, need to be proactively making sure that the patches are up to date, that the environment is really, protected. That's how we really tell our story in the MSP community today.
So are those the benefits of Acronis CyberProtect for MSPs?
Yeah, absolutely. From our side, it's really ease of use, it's integrated platform, it's affordable, and it's flexible. So depending on the type of MSP we work with, and we work with a lot of different types, some are purely focused on the security space. Others are more of a break-fix type MSP. Some are your traditional value-added resellers. They're now looking to sprinkle in some services on top of that, all the way up to very large hosting providers or, you know, regional ISPs or very large telco companies. They use us on the back end to deliver these services. We provide it in a way that the MSP is able to white label it and brand it as their own solution, thereby making it their own. Now, it's flexible. So they can put their own colors on there. They can put their own support line on there. They don't have to have a Cronus reference on the site at all. Or they can. I mean, we've got, 16 years of being the trusted provider of data protection solutions. That's a brand that service providers can point to and say, hey, Mr. Customer, I'm working with best in breed manufacturers here. You can feel safe that you're protected. So the flexibility there allows that service provider, depending on their size, whether they have a data center relationship where they want to host their own infrastructure and leverage us and our management components to run all these services, or if they want to just leverage the entire Cronus infrastructure. I think we have 18 data centers across the globe. You know, we're servicing, I think, around 7,500, 8,000 MSPs globally today. That's not including all the other traditional partners that we work with. So it's a sizable ecosystem that allows you to really control these services and deliver them based on that individual MSP's go-to-market model, based on their own business model and how much they want to deliver to their customers and how much they want the customer to be responsible for some of those services themselves.
So can you share a use case with us?
Absolutely. I mean, for us, the majority of those partners that we're working with are probably the majority of the audience that you're speaking to on your podcast. So the way we see this group of partners for us is that they're generally shops of somewhere between, 25 to 50 employees, maybe less than that. They're servicing maybe 100 to 200 businesses that then have anywhere from, 10 to 100 customers, maybe 250 customers working for them. This solution is designed specifically for those types of partners so that they can very quickly get up and running on the platform, provision an agent down to a customer, have a backup or a cyber protection plan applied to them across different work groups or maybe to individual users, depending on what the needs are of that individual client. And one of the great things about our company is that we work very closely with these partners. I probably talk to about 5 to 10 a week. Even our CEO, over the last couple of months, it's been a little bit more because of the pandemic. He's talked to, I think, a couple hundred MSPs over that time period, just trying to understand what their day-to-day business is like, what can we be doing more for you, what type of services and solutions could we be delivering, what would make your day easier, what are the things that keep you up at night. These are the types of things, and we're really, really creating the partnerships with these guys, as opposed to just looking them as a number on a dashboard that says, "Hey, we hit a KPI this month because we recruited a service provider." These guys are true partners, so much so that we rely on them to even develop on top of the platform, and we've created an entire team to try to facilitate that, so that we're building the platform in a way that it's going to be most useful to MSPs.
So what is Acronis doing to support their partners during the COVID-19 pandemic?
It's a great question. It's certainly top of mind for us and every vendor out there and every partner out there. You know, how are we going to survive in this current situation? For my team, most of my team works remotely anyway. And, we have a large inside sales organization. It was a bit of a transition getting them into a remote workforce and making sure that those customers or our employees were protected. We take that same mindset into our partner community. Like I just referenced, we're really nothing without our partners. We're 100% channel business. All of our business is done through service providers and partners and cloud distributors. So we wanted to make sure that those partners are supported. I think we have something like 50,000 partners and technology alliances across the globe. So if you think about that, that's a big community of people that are impacted, not just companies, but individual people. So how do we help them out? One, we launched CyberFit Financing, and what this is a way to better connect small businesses, hosting companies, SMBs, MSPs to vital funding during the outbreak. Now, this is collecting directly to CARES Act funding, but also other avenues to get business loans done. So we've created an avenue and a very easy way to work with them for that piece. We've also offered our CyberFiles Cloud and our CyberProtect solution, which just launched, for free. to all service providers going through July 31st, 2020. So if you're listening to this podcast and you haven't downloaded and checked out Acronis Cyber Protect, I highly recommend you do, even if you just want to take advantage of the free benefits for the next 2 months or so. We've seen a tremendous response to that. We also have a strong passion for our foundation, the Acronis Cyber Foundation. We build schools across the world to help get kids an education. We believe that that's a major gap in the world today. We build schools all across the world. My team has personally participated in school build in Senegal, as well as Nepal. I went on a trip down to Peru, quite eye-opening with what some of these people have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. It really helps you appreciate what we have here. But what we've done with the foundation is created some homeschooling programs to help out our own employees. I work. I've got a newborn that's 5 months old. I've got an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old. My wife has a harder job on a day-to-day basis than I do, being on Zoom and WebEx calls and talking to customers and partners. She's trying to raise my kids and educate my kids. It's a very challenging job, whole new level of respect for what our teachers do in this country. But Cyber Foundation has tried to help out with that by providing math classes, some fun chess classes, coding classes, even some cyber fit type classes where we do yoga, meditation, strength training and stuff like that internally for us. I think that's something we might look into expanding beyond our customer base as well. We've also done a ton of virtual events. I know there's a lot of noise out there with the events that are happening today, but providing a series of events that really help to educate how to be productive during the pandemic or how to protect your environments during pandemic. There's an explosive amount of online collaboration tools, like we're talking on today, but those create vulnerability points to, certainly infrastructure, but think about your home network. Our employees today are working from home at an enormous rate. They don't have that security, that comfort feeling of having IT down the hall from them in an office building. So making sure that they're protected there and educating our partners as to the type of capabilities that are out there are very important. And we've even sprinkled in some career transition sessions to help MSPs how to get started in different sectors of the industry, or how to adjust their go-to-market strategy, or how to talk about different sales and marketing techniques. So those have been good for us. There's even some fun things we've been doing through our sports partnerships. We do Cyber Fit Book Friday, and we're actually having athletes read stories, some of their favorite stories that we then, push out on the web for people to consume. I think recently we had Ryan Newman of the Roush Racing Team read a book, and, my kids enjoyed watching that. So hopefully trying to keep some levity into the situation during these really troubling times.
So I also understand that among the verticals that you guys serve, you have professional sport, and you serve a variety of interesting teams.
Absolutely. It's partly fun. It's great to engage with these teams, but it's more around the story that they're able to evangelize about how they use our technology. So, when I'm constantly talking to customers or partners, they say, you're sponsoring a team. It's really not a sponsorship. For us, it's a partnership. We provide our services, and in return, we get some marketing access. Selfishly, I'm a Boston guy. I'm a big Red Sox fan. We signed a partnership with them last year. We have a number of major sports organizations that we work with, including the San Diego Padres, the Washington Redskins. I just did a podcast a couple of weeks ago with John Riggins, which was a lot of fun. We got some Formula One teams that we work with and a bunch of Premier League soccer clubs that we work with. So it's been really eye-opening for me to understand the amount of work that goes into making these teams successful that's tied to technology. So, we work with a couple of Formula One teams, and it's really interesting when you talk to, Graham Hacklin from Williams Racing. The amount of work that goes into setting up their environment when they go on a trip. You've got about 20 races a year during a regular year. Obviously, it's a bit slimmed down. They're doing e-races now, but 20 races. They're traveling all over the world. They've actually got 3 or 4 different setups that they bring to the paddocks and their garage areas that are constantly on freight ships being, going around the globe constantly. So the logistics coordination to that is really quite impressive. First thing they do when they get on site to a race, they set up their infrastructure, they set up their racks, they set up a bunch of workstations, they start plugging in all the systems to make sure that from a technology standpoint, they're they're up and running, they're productive, and they're protected. At the end of the day, these guys are very, very concerned about data getting out there. You know, if you ever go to one of these events and you're privileged to have the access to the pits, there's certain things you can take pictures of and certain things you absolutely cannot take pictures of. And they're constantly watching to make sure people aren't taking pictures and videos, because that's their IP. That's what's important to them. And it's not just related to the car. It's also related to other patents that they'd roll out there. You think about the wings and the panels on a Formula One car to create the downforce. That same technology has been patented and used by Williams Racing to create the airflow systems that's used in refrigeration when you're at a supermarket. So when you're standing in front of the yogurt stand at the supermarket, you're not freezing cold. The wind is being blown back in there through some of those technologies. The amount of data that these teams generate is actually quite impressive. A Formula One car generates about 1 to 2 gigs of data per lap. Now there's, 50 laps. There's, 10 cars or 10 teams, 2 cars per team, 20 races. That's a lot of data that ends up creating. You're talking about 3 days as well in terms of a race weekend. Practice rounds, qualifying rounds, and then the actual race. And that's not even talking about all the testing that they do and wind tunnel work that they do off-season. So protecting that data, making sure that those environments are secure is really, really important to them, making sure that they have access to that data real-time and are able to share it back with their tech teams back in London or Italy or wherever it is. It's critically important to them. So for us, it gets really interesting. I can sit here and talk about backup and security. It's stuff that people talk about every day. But when you hear someone from that team come out and publicly talk about, hey, we love Acronis. We use Acronis for these reasons. They protect our environment. They help us improve our lap times. They help us be more competitive because we have ways to augment that data and analyze that data to create actionable results in the field to make us more competitive. Those are pretty cool stories to tell, and they're not a lot of the stories that you hear on a day-to-day basis. So for us, that's a really cool part of the work that we do.
Well, that's a very interesting story. It really does set you apart from a lot of the different companies. And I think it's interesting that it's not that the nature of this partnership is actually based on the fact that you bring results for these companies, that these clubs basically depend on you for security, as opposed to, someone just putting a logo on the hood of a car or on a jersey.
Yeah, I mean, a Formula One car going 280 to 300 miles an hour around a track, you're not going to see a bunch of logos. You're just going to see a flash going by. So it's really not about, the logos there. It certainly helps with branding when the teams talk about it. But, we'll go to a race or we go to a baseball game and you get, Brian Shields, who runs IT for the Boston Red Sox, when he gets up there and starts talking about how much they love their technology and how they replace Carbonite and Dropbox and all these other solutions with us, and how we help make their scouts more productive and how we help protect their staff from, from threats. That's where it really starts resonating with partners. And we work with businesses to try to tell that story, but it seems to resonate really well when you get the sports leaders out there. Because if you think about it, people are very passionate about sports. I think we've all felt the pain during the pandemic without, sports being available. I can't watch the highlight clip shows of the past world championship games because, they already happened. I want something that's real time. That's happening now. Fans are really passionate about it. When they see our logo, associated with one of these teams, they start asking more questions, they get more interested. So that's been pretty cool.
So an interesting strategy, an interesting story, an interesting company. Pat, where can we learn more about Acronis?
You can go right to our website, www.acronis.com. I highly recommend you check out the new release of Acronis Cyber Protect. Very cutting-edge stuff, very flexible, very easy to use. So that's the number one spot that I tell your listener to go check out. And again, it's free for anybody that signs up until the end of July.
Pat, again, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks a lot, Doug. Great speaking with you.